Hello, everyone. The 2023 National Federation of the Blind of Illinois Resolutions Committee meeting is in order. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, committee. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, all guests. An initial announcement we would like to make is that at today's meeting, while everyone is welcome to attend and observe, we will be taking comments and discussion from committee members only. So if you have any comments on the resolutions and you are not on the committee, but you are a member of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, you will have an opportunity to have your voice heard during a general session when we open up the resolutions for the consideration of the entire convention. So with that, I would like to make a very quick announcement also for, especially for those who are new, about the purpose of resolutions and what they are. Basically, resolutions that are adopted become the official policy of this organization on the particular issues addressed in the resolutions. If a resolution is not adopted, it doesn't mean that the organization has the opposite position. It just means that there is no formal official position on the issue. So with that, I will introduce my co-chair, Dustin Cather here. I forgot to introduce myself here. Sorry. I'm Michael Nowitzki, and I am, along with Dustin, co-chair of the Resolutions Committee. And I will turn it over to Dustin for the committee roll call.
All right, thank you, Michael. So for roll call of the Resolutions Committee, we have myself, Dustin Cather, Michael Nowitzki.
Here.
Patty Chang. She's at registration, we know she's here. Denise Avant. Jamal Powell, currently not present in the room, it sounds like. David Meyer.
Here.
Debbie Stein.
Here.
Bill Reif.
Bill is not.
Oh, yeah.
Not yep. Here.
Ellen Bartel.
Here.
All right. Mary Lou Grunewald. Steve Hostalis, Kira Obradovich, all right, and Juliet Walker, who is not here. And that's it.
All right, thank you, Dustin. I will now turn it over to Debbie Stein to read Resolution 2023-01.
Resolution 2023-01, regarding the failure of the state of Illinois to remedy pervasive staffing vacancies at the Bureau of Blind Services. Whereas the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, NFBI, has advocated to enhance opportunity and equality for the blind by assuring the availability and quality of adjustment to blindness and rehabilitation services. And whereas the Department of Rehabilitation Services, Bureau of Blind Services, BBS, provides vocational rehabilitation services to blind persons in finding and retaining competitive integrated employment. And whereas to accomplish its goals, BBS requires an adequate staff of qualified personnel who are invested in its clients. But whereas over the past 5 years, there have been pervasive vacancies at BBS. In 2018, AHT, Department of Rehabilitation Services, DORs, reported at least 66 vacant positions, 35 VR counselor positions, 9 rehabilitation and mobility instructor positions, and 22 rehabilitation case coordinator positions, representing 17.1, 37.1, and 16.0 of VR counselor, instructor, and coordinator positions, respectively. And whereas DORS asserted that it anticipated returning to a more normal pattern of staffing in the near future, but whereas despite similar assurances in each year up to and including 2023, the staffing shortfalls have not improved, leaving important positions critical to BBS operations vacant. And whereas the state of Illinois' failure to adequately manage BBS have compromised its mission, resulting in BBS being successful in obtaining adjustment to blindness or employment outcomes for only a small fraction of those seeking services. And whereas this failure of the state of Illinois to address the legitimate needs and expectations of blind persons seeking the training and opportunities that would make blindness less of a barrier ignores the state's obligation to many of its disabled citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this Saturday, October 14th, 2023, in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization call upon the Office of the Governor and its Department of Central Management Services to develop and implement a plan that remedies the current staffing and service inadequacies at the Bureau of Blind Services.
Thank you. Mary Lou, could you please speak for this resolution?
Yeah, I had quite a bit to do with the writing of it. It went through several different entities here before that became exactly this. But this is a very serious thing that's been going on. You know, it's kind of been progressing for quite a few years, and it's gotten to the point where the vending program, which I belong to, the Business Enterprise Program for the Blind, is going through some very serious staffing issues that is really hindering its operations, and the entire bureau is going through a lot of this. And I just felt that we needed to make some kind of a statement on this issue and put it out there. And there was a joint letter put out also to the Department of Rehab Services, to the governor's office regarding this, this organization and the Blind Services Planning Council and the Illinois Council of the Blind, as well as the Illinois Committee of Blind Vendors, jointly agreed to and signed and sent to the governor's office, and it's in process of being dealt with. So that is the status of this right now, according to my knowledge. And I vote this resolution to pass.
Thank you. Do we have a motion from the committee? Hastellis moves.
Second.
Denise Avant seconds. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? The only thing I wanted to note is there was that AHT. I'm not sure.
I don't know what that is. It's like an error. Looks like maybe it was supposed to be the word God.
We will definitely look at that.
It's something, obviously.
It's not material.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All those in favor of adopting the resolution from the committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Well, today is the 13th, but the resolutions will be officially voted on the floor on the 14th. So that's what we have. Yep. All right, let's do this vote again to make sure we have it. So all in favor of adopting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The resolution will be advanced to the floor. Debbie, could you please read Resolution 2023-02?
Resolution 2023-02 regarding audio delays during live radio play-by-play broadcasts. Whereas many blind people are sports fans who support their local sports teams, and whereas live radio broadcasts of sporting events, where available, are pivotal in helping many blind people to enjoy sports events, even when they attend the events in person, because radio broadcasters typically provide thorough, non-visual descriptions of the action on the field of play for listeners. And whereas there is often a significant audio delay ranging from a few seconds to a minute or more between the action and the description of the play over the live radio broadcast, which can mean that blind people listening to the broadcast in the stadium or arena do not receive timely information about the action as it occurs. And whereas these delays are particularly long for broadcasts over online streaming platforms, such as TuneIn Radio for League, TuneIn Radio and League mobile applications, and whereas some sports franchises have worked with their broadcast partners to eliminate such delays, indicating that there is no broadcast requirement that delays be present to meet Federal Communications Commission standards. For example, the Baltimore Orioles worked with the Greater Baltimore Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind to resolve this issue. And whereas other franchises, among them the Chicago White Sox, have reportedly solved the problem by providing dedicated pre-tuned receivers to blind fans, tuned to a direct feed from the broadcast booth, allowing fans to hear the play-by-play with no delay. And whereas, while these solutions have been implemented by some franchises, there are not any league-wide policies, practices, or standards that recognize and address the negative effects of broadcast delays. And whereas, even where sports teams provide pre-tuned dedicated receivers that solve the audio delay problem to blind fans, information on picking up and, where applicable, returning the receivers at the conclusion of the event is not readily available to blind fans. For example, no Chicago sports franchise offers information on obtaining, using, or returning these receivers anywhere on its website, and most staff at sporting venues are unaware of the availability of these receivers and unable to help fans obtain access. And whereas, while the broadcast delays through consumer-owned portable AM/FM radios are minimal, such radios are unreliable at large stadiums and arenas due to frequent and significant signal interference. And whereas, on July 5th, 2023, the National Federation of the Blind adopted a resolution urging professional sports franchises and leagues to eliminate audio delays during live radio play-by-play broadcasts nationwide. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind, etc., that this organization urge all professional and collegiate sports organizations in Illinois, including but not limited to the Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Bears, Chicago Bulls, Chicago Blackhawks, Chicago Fire, and the University of Illinois Fighting Illini, to develop policies, standards, and/or best practices in collaboration with the National Federation of the Blind, the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, and with their franchises and broadcast partners to eliminate audio delays during live play-by-play broadcasts. And be it further resolved that this organization urge these organizations to implement these policies, standards, and/or best practices expeditiously, enforce compliance strictly, and ensure that staff at all sports venues in the state are trained to help blind fans obtain on-site access to reliable, no-delay broadcast feeds of the event of the events upon request.
Thank you, Debbie. And we got a little bit of a sound of resembling stuff being thrown around at ballparks. But I worked on this resolution with Denise Avant. And Denise, would you like me to speak for it? Do you want to say something first? Okay. So I have been a lifelong sports fan and have been to a lot of events. Consistently rooting against the Chicago teams, of course, for the record.
Maybe you shouldn't speak in behalf of the resident.
anyway, the experience has been varied quite a bit. In some cases, there have been audio receivers available. I used to bring portable AM radios. Initially, they worked fairly well, but as time went on with various interference, I don't know, it's from the internet or other signals, maybe people bringing a lot of wireless technologies and all of that interfering with the AM signal broadcasts, that stopped being a viable option because there was just a lot of static or there would be no audio from the audio feed would be coming through at all. So then I tried with smartphone apps and a headset. And while that solved one problem, it created another one because there are these significant audio delays. So that is why we really need this resolution so that we don't have to find out from the cheering of the crowd or booing that something significant happened, but not really know what's going on until we get the play-by-play account from it 30 seconds or a minute or even 2 minutes after the fact. Would you like to add anything to this, Denise?
Sure.
Okay, Dustin's getting Denise a mic.
So just as an example, while it didn't occur here, but it gives you an example of how this plays out, During National Convention, we had an opportunity to go see the Houston Astros play the Seattle Mariners. So we would be sitting in the ballpark, and we knew that a batter was at the plate. Meanwhile, those of us who had the game on TuneIn or MLB, they were still in commercial break. And so finally, maybe once the first batter made an out, then they would come and announce that he was at the plate while the second batter was already at the plate and had hit a double to right field, but we didn't even know. So this delay really does harm the baseball sporting experience, period, for blind sports fans. I move due pass, by the way.
Thank you. Denise has moved to pass.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion on the resolution? Any discussion? All those in favor of advancing it to the resolution to the floor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The committee recommends due pass. And this is all the resolutions we have. Marilyn, do you have any comments that you would like to make?
Okay. All right. No, but I want to thank the Yes, I want to thank the committee for all of your hard work to get these resolutions written. And proofread, and to this convention, thank you to the co-chairs, Michael Nowitzki and Dustin Cather, for leading this committee once again this year. That's all I have to say, Mr. Chair. Would you like me to adjourn, or will you do that?
I'll do that. Thank you, Madam President. I would like to echo those thanks as well. Thank you, everyone on the committee, for all your hard work and dedication to get these resolutions into final form. And with that, this concludes the Resolutions Committee meeting.
Thank you, everyone. So it is about 4:23 or something like that. We will be back in this room at 5 p.m. to begin our evening general sessions. So don't go far. And enjoy some hospitality and some fellowship, and we'll be back at 5 p.m.